Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Breaking news. President Cyril Ramaphosa has tendered his resignation as leader of both the African National Congress and President of South Africa. In a shock move, Ramaphosa sent an impassioned letter to the National Executive Committee of the ANC on Wednesday. The letter was exclusively leaked to us. And today, I share it with you confidentially. So, in fact, delete this episode after listening. The letter reads, "Dear distinguished members of the NEC of the ANC, it is with a heavy heart that I write you this letter. I've spent the last few days thinking hard about this matter and have consulted extensively with family and friends, and I have finally decided to step down as president of the party and the republic. With the election results showing a dismal and dramatic fall from grace, it is only right that I take responsibility. I got us here, comrades. I was party leader when we showed such a shocking return at the polls, and so I must take responsibility. On reflection, I have found deep inside my soul what went wrong. It did not start last Wednesday when millions of South Africans decided not to give us an outright mandate to misgovern this country. It started a long time ago. First, it was in 2018 when I made my maiden State of the Nation address themed Tumamina. In my speech, I told the nation that guided by the example of former President Nelson Mandela, we will use that year to reinforce our commitment to ethical behavior and leadership. Well, need I say more? Actually, I will. Among my first cabinet ministers, I included comrades like Batabile Dlamini and Nomvula Mokonyane. It was clear right from there that there were more than small Anyana skeletons in our midst.
All of us there in the NEC have our small Anyana skeletons, and we don't want to take out all skeletons out because they will be, or hell will break loose.
I have stuck to the theme. And to this day of my resignation, I still have ministers whose names appear harshly in the Zondo Commission report. These include Comrade Zizi Kodwa, who between traveling the world attending sports matches and cheering artists, has to find time to go to court, as well as Gwede Mantashe, who is reportedly notorious for his prowess horizontally. They don't call him Tiger for nothing. As if that was not bad enough, when I sought your votes to be re-elected president of the party, in my slate of the top seven, I included Comrade Fikile Mbalula.
Why amantombazana amahle funeka abe notsotsi or ras mathas be khona? Baba uqhame ba uphuze otsotsi.
I mean, comrades, this is the ANC that has boasted Secretary General that included Saul Plaatje, Kgalema Motlanthe, and myself. I mean, not even the sleepy Comrade Alfred Nzo was that comical. May his soul rest in peace. My inclusion of Comrade Nomvula in the leadership was because she had experience in rescuing things from falling. Remember when she promised to save the rand?
Then people start talking about ukuthi cha irand lizowa beliphansi aliwe sizoluxosha. That's what you must deal with.
I thought in the likely event of the fall of the ANC, she will do it again. The rest, as they say, is history. In that famous 2018 speech, I also committed to us building a society defined by decency and integrity that does not tolerate the plunder of public resources. I almost laughed at myself for making such a promise. Look at us now. Since that time, the post office is all but dead. Transnet is off the rails. Eskom is breathing through the wound. The South African Airways wings have been clipped, and denial was engineered to the grave. For a man who sent you and the nation to send me,
as I conclude, allow me to recall the words of the late, great Bra Hugh Masekela. In his song, Tumamina, he anticipated a day of renewal, of new beginnings.
Like the prodigal son, I have come back to you to apologize because I've come to realize that angitumeki. I'm the last person you can send on any task. Subsequently, things have gone down like dominoes under my watch. Underneath, I mention a few of them only in the interest of time because there are way too many to mention. Firstly, for 5 years, I kept as my deputy a man who practically went AWOL from day one. Comrade David Mabuza spent more time in Russian hospitals than in our parliamentary precinct. And all he came back with was a shocking understanding of technology.
But in the main, our fourth industrial revolution seeks to improve the way we are doing business as a country, so that we can be faster, we can be more competitive. That's how I can define it now.
In spite of my promise of a new dawn, my stay in office was never characterized by any signature theme. Madiba's term was that of reconciliation. President Thabo Mbeki premised his time in office on the African Renaissance premised on economic realignment of the continent. Even my predecessor, Comrade Jacob Zuma, allegedly had radical economic transformation as his theme. I have nothing to show for my term. I'm ashamed. Although, if you were to be fair to me, you could say I made my theme that of indecisiveness. Remember when me and former Defense Minister Nosivue Mapisa Nqakula took our time before deciding to send troops to KwaZulu-Natal to deal with the July 2021 unrest that left many dead and business destroyed? I mean, the fact that the people of KZN, led by former President Zuma, do not like me was not good enough a reason to leave them to such devastation. In my defense, pardon the pun, on reflection, I think Comrade Nosivue was not incentivized enough to act, if you catch my drift. Remember when Eskom was drowning in more corruption and mismanagement? I went to recruit a man, a CEO, who had just sunk a decades-old business in Nampak. You would have thought that was the clearest clue for me not to touch Andre De Reiter with a barge pole. And how did he thank me? A series of daily online updates that no one understood, an interview on ENCA, a book, an exile. You must commend me, though, for finally being decisive by firing De Reiter. Oh, sorry. My wife just whispered in my ear that De Reiter, like Comrade Nosivue, resigned on their own volition. Damn it. Indecisive, I truly am. De Reiter's departure gave me a glorious opportunity to appoint yet another minister in my cabinet in the form of Dr. Hosiyentso Ramokgopa. Look, he didn't start well, seen dancing at parties and addressing the media wearing designer clothes. But you have to agree with me, he has done well. If you like. As we speak, we have just completed 2 months without load shedding. Pity this did not help us from vote shedding. which is why I'm writing this letter. I became so indecisive that in my short time as your leader of government, I have created no less than 30 committees to help me govern and solve the mess you and me created or have caused for the past 30 years. I guess it makes sense. You mess up for 30 years, you need 30 committees to help you solve the mess, even if they don't solve it. In my presidency, I have the task team to monitor the impact of load shedding in the agricultural sector. I could have just asked the Freedom Front Plus for help. There's a task team on military veterans, the same military veterans who held my cabinet ministers hostage during our NEC meeting. Ungrateful buggers. And there is even the red tape reduction task team. All they're doing is feasting on tea and red velvet cake when thousands of businesses remain unpaid by government departments. For crying out loud, government departments do not even pay Eskom for electricity. That is why I created the Eskom Sustainability Task Team. Don't laugh, comrades. But my favorite of all the task teams I have formed is the Interministerial Committee on Service Delivery. Since the appointment of this committee, we have more traffic lights dead, more potholes, more failures to dispense government grants on time, and more police officers found taking bribes or drunk on duty. Damn it, I'm told we even have police stations that close at night. Kenale Bhatia is true. I am luckless. Right in the middle of the coronavirus, with two task teams I created to deal with it, my own Minister of Health, Comrades William Kisa, gets to be implicated in some corruption vibes. Stories went that he got some digital transfers from the marketing agency he hired to communicate our messages. Fortunately for me, Honorable Comrade Zweli resigned, and he saved me from the indignity of yet another bout of indecisiveness. I promised to keep this letter brief, and so I must get to my conclusion. However, it would be remiss of me not to mention two of my worst acts since ascending to the west wing of the union buildings. Pala Pala is a matter of grave embarrassment. For a man who is known for keeping some of the biggest and most exotic animals on my farm, I cannot, for the life of me, understand why I couldn't procure bigger couches and mattresses to hide the loot. This would have saved me and the government the shame. As if that was not bad enough, I handled this matter badly. I quickly set in motion the five stages of grief. Denial, using my spokesman. Anger, using the police. Bargaining, using parliament. Depression, using the Department of International Relations. And acceptance, using silence. You must agree with me that the police were ruthless in dealing with those thieves, ne? One of the rare moments where the SAPS did a good job. It took me to the good old days of apartheid. But I digress. My wife just told me this is a bad example. She actually says this is the kind of stuff that makes people accuse me of being a stooge of the white monopoly capital. So please ignore it. And finally, when the courts blessed me with a free gift and sentenced Comrade JZ to jail, what did I do? I pardoned him.
Can you believe it?
I mean, here's a man who has made his final mission on earth before his demise, the removal of me from power, being sent to wear orange overalls, and I, in my infinite wisdom, release him in some badly concocted parole. And what does he do? Like his erstwhile financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh, he springs from terminal illness and goes straight to Ward 93, where he steals our vote and takes parliamentary majority from us. Now he's having the last laugh. Ouch. But you, comrades, even you must admit that was funny. No? Okay, sorry. For all this, comrades, I resign. I'm sorry for countless number of ministers, MECs, MPs, and legislators that I have subsequently condemned to unemployment by us losing elections. I can't tell you how this pains me. It pains me even more because I do not think even Comrade Panyaza's phantom job creation scheme, Nasi Spani, can absorb you. Thankfully, there is the 350 rand grant. I hope it goes a long way in keeping the G-Wagons going and the mansions painted. As per norm, I won't be addressing the media on this. I will just address the nation via Zoom if I find my stolen iPad.
Can I have my iPad, please? So they stole it.
Yours sincerely.
Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa.
There you have it. Cyril is finally decisive. Thanks for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please tell us more about the failures of Ramaphosa. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.